Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello, fellow Patriots. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and Thursday alohas to you. Few thunder bumpers popping up here and there across the upstate. Typical summertime weather. Great to have you along as we enter the most heavily commuted and, as a result, most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Show, the 5 o'clock follies. And, as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. Amazing true facts coming along in this hour, boneheads in the news in the next hour. Plenty more of your calls are on the way, beginning this hour with RJ, who is in Taylor's. RJ, welcome to the program. RJ, you there?
Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, got you fine.
Okay, I didn't know if I was having trouble there. Thank you for taking my call, Mr. McClain.
Yes, sir.
Bob, I was I called the other day and got camera shy and had some things I needed to say and froze up and ended up not saying half of what I needed to say, but the reason I called today is I belong to a senior group, Bob, that looks to your show to get a down-to-earth take on current events and things of this nature, and we understand that the Supreme Court made some decisions today and gave Oklahoma back to the Indians or something, or,
well,
or something like that. Did we hear it right, or what the world's going on?
Well, you could, in extremis, as the lawyers would say in Latin, in the extreme, you could say that essentially the Supreme Court gave the eastern half of Oklahoma back to the Creek tribe out there. In point of fact, the way it's going to work out is that the Native American tribe and the state of Oklahoma, and we're talking about the same areas of land here, essentially the Native Americans were given a reservation that had some distinct boundaries to it. There was a guy who, believe it or not, was convicted of rape back in the 90s, and he decided, or his lawyers, his jailhouse lawyers, decided they should sue the state of Oklahoma because the state had no right to arrest and try him for this crime because Oklahoma doesn't own that land. That land belongs to the Indians. And the Supreme Court, in their infinite wisdom today, said, well, look, Congress never really dissolved the boundaries of the Native Americans reservation. And so therefore, we are finding for the Native Americans here, and the reservation does still exist. Now, others on the Supreme Court disagreed and said this is lunacy, that the Congress did, in fact, do what those on the other side of the bench claimed they had not. But in point of fact, state of Oklahoma and the Native American tribesmen and women are saying, yeah, look, you know, we'll get together and we'll work this out. The real problem in the real world is that now this guy's conviction has been overturned and there are another 1,700 incarcerated individuals for crimes up to and including murder. What's going to happen to those? Are they going to have to retry all those cases? Are they all going to be brought before the Supreme Court? Are they all going to go back for trial? Or are they just going to turn them loose and say, no harm done? So much remains to be seen about what the upshot is of this is going to be. And that was one of my points in being critical of the court, in that, you know, they sit up there in this Pollyanna world and they make these rulings with little consideration for how they affect real people like those in, say, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
What a mess, Bob. And, you know, gosh, I'm glad I don't have a deed over there or something like that, you know?
You know, you must be wondering if somebody that, you know, has got a mortgage on a house or a deed on a piece of property, do they actually own it now or does it belong to the Creek tribe? Not to mention, what about the other ramifications of this? I mean, are we going to give Manhattan Island back? What about Tennessee? What about parts of North and South Carolina where the Cherokee were evicted? You know, are we going to see lawsuits there as well? Wouldn't surprise me in the least.
Yeah, what a mess. But thank you for trying to clear that up. And two other quick things. I had my knee done by Dr. Shirley. I told you about not too long ago. And
yes,
I had to go back for a post-op checkup last week. And I told Dr. Shirley that I might be speaking to you sometime soon. And he wanted me to give you a message and tell you he wanted to wish you the best of abundance and the good health, and wanted me to tell you that you were the most important celebrity he ever performed a procedure on.
Boy, well, I certainly appreciate the kind words. I'm sorry to hear that I'm the leading star on his scale. I will see if we can send him somebody that has a higher profile down the road. But Dr. Shirley is great surgeon.
I thought it was most affectionate that he spoke most affectionately towards you, Bob. And I just wanted you to know that. And last question. I heard you're the owner of a new firearm, and I was wondering if there was any way, without any privacy constraints, that you might could share with us what that was.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I had a Smith & Wesson 380, and I decided that I needed to gun up a little bit, and so I swapped it for a Ruger 357 wheel gun.
Well, that's great, and I think that's a great choice because they make some really nice wheel guns now, but you still got your 45, don't you?
Yeah, I'm never going to get rid of the 1911. That's
the cream of the crop, isn't it?
Yeah, I have the Colt Defender, and that is my oldest friend and never strays far from me. The Ruger...
Well, you know...
I've never had a Ruger. I was just going to say, I've never had a Ruger revolver before, but I really like the way it looked. It's chrome, and I really like the appearance of it. And frankly, I wanted to have at least one wheel gun because I know it's tough to jam a revolver.
I don't know about I know a little bit of something about firearms. I used to be a small arms instructor in the Marine Corps. I had a SP-101 Ruger,
right,
and it wasn't a 357. It was chambered. It was a 22.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about the 357 you have because I'm not familiar exactly with the model number. But the thing about it is the Rugers are one piece construction frame, and that's what makes them so sturdy and so reliable.
Yeah, very very stable handgun.
Well, it sounds good, Bob, and thank you for taking time to speak to me today, sir.
My pleasure, RJ. Thank you for your service, sir, and Semper Fi.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
14 after 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Texter says, man, today's Supreme Court ruling, Bob, talk about going off the reservation. Bobby, sure glad I heard Rush explain the SCOTUS ruling earlier. The Fox News guy just gave a 180 spin to the ruling. Never mentioned Congress has no right to the president's tax records either. Another example of Fox going over to the dark side. Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I see it all the time. And yet, you know, what are you going to do? They're the least offensive. Bobby, is little Annie under quarantine for the last week or so? It sounded like she's broadcasting from the restroom. We are all having to make accommodations, shall we say, with the Chinese flu. And so, yeah, Annie is broadcasting not from the news center, but from a different locale, which is why it sounds a little bit different. Quarter after 5, Bobby Mac Show here on Thursday. I'm going to take a quick break here, excuse me, and then right back on the other side in the 5 o'clock follies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
20 minutes after 5 here, the Bobby Mac Show on a hot, steamy July Thursday afternoon. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, can I assume that whoever demanded Ford stop producing police vehicles did so while wearing a baby bonnet and sucking on a pacifier? Bobby, Greenville County already is on board with Agenda 21. Oh, yeah, they think it's wonderful. What a pile of, you know, what political hacks. Bobby, I do miss all your sound effects. Yeah, unfortunately, I couldn't bring them with me. Moneypenny has access to some of them there in the studio. The one we miss the most, which one do you think people miss the most, Moneypenny?
The laughter.
That's a good guess. That would have been one of mine. But actually, it is what? Is that handy?
Yeah.
What?
There you go. Yeah, some of my faves. Also on the text line, Bobby, police are racist. Their cars are racist. What's next? Their dogs? Yeah, canines. They're racist too. Bobby, it's called Agenda 2030. Now, what, you mean they missed their deadline? Boy, that's a shame. Hey, Bobby, where's Broderick Crawford when you need him? Remember him, Highway Patrol? Yeah, I do. Police Interceptor Engine, Crown Vic, baby. There was my baby doll Brenda and I like to watch Jay Leno's Garage on CNBC. The guy owns every car ever made. And he talked about how when he was a teenager, his dad ordered a new Ford, I guess like a Galaxy 500. This is back in the 60s. And he went with his dad. They ordered it. They ordered the car. And his dad didn't know what Jay was up to. And he told him they wanted the police interceptor engine. You don't think he burned any rubber as a teenager in that thing, do you? That was a great story. Dang it, Bobby. Don Lemon, in the story he did the end of last hour, Don Lemon said what Candace Owens is now being vilified for. Shouldn't he be chased out of restaurants too? Oh, wait a minute. Different president. Right. Okie doke. 5:23, and that is time for me to introduce once again the inimitable Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing, Amazing, True, True Facts.
What? Miss Annie is busy with news configurations today, and so she is unable to join us. However, we do have one Bobette, and that, of course, is Miss Moneypenny. She is there in her hazmat suit in the studio. That was not her, but...
hello.
Here we go. Everybody knows the joys of flying these days, you know, between TSA and somebody essentially sitting in your lap for the entire flight. So it's nice to get a little comic relief. A Southwest flight attendant recorded doing a little stand-up comedy while doing the announcements. Here he is.
Wait.
Yep, wait a second. Here he is.
No.
Not yet?
I can't see it.
You can't hear her,
I can
hear Moneypenny in the background turning the air blue as she searches for the Southwest flight attendant, and here he is.
Insert 25 cents into the slot above your head for the first minute of Southwest oxygen. Hey guys, breathe normally. Last but certainly not least, for those of you traveling with children this morning. Why? I'm kidding. We like the kids. Or ladies, I saw a lot of you boarding. Maybe you got that needy little husband or boyfriend on your hands. Girls, you're the adults in the relationship, so secure your mask first and then give him a hand, bless his heart. If you're traveling with more than one child, select the child that has the best earning potential to contribute towards your retirement. Put the mask on that one first. Sit back, relax, enjoy your 59-minute flight to Chicago.
Yeah. That's pretty... I mean, you know, we all know the drill. With the pre-flight checklist and all that. So it's nice to have a little humor in there. Now, we all know kids love their candy, and they can be pretty sneaky when it comes to getting some. Woman caught her little granddaughter sneaking snacks, and when she asked her about it, little girl pretended she was sleeping. Here they are.
Amala, put it back. You hear me? Open your eyes. I don't care that your eyes are closed. Put the snacks back in the cabinet, Amala. Oh, you sleep? Yeah, I see you.
You're not fooling Grandma, girl. Mm-mm. Speaking of food, salad bars probably gone for a while. Who knows if they'll ever be back.
I miss my salad bars.
I do, too. I like salad bars.
I mean, you can attest to this. I ate a salad 3 days a week at least.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah. Well, they're good, and they're good for you. In fact, my baby doll, Brenda, is preparing a salad for me for dinner.
I'm going to come over to your house.
They're good.
Okay.
Yeah, I got hard-boiled eggs in there and the whole nine yards. Well, anyway.
Bacon?
Salad bar. No, no bacon. Yeah, no bacon tonight. The salad bar may be replaced by salad vending machines.
No.
Yeah. Sadly, there's already one on the market called Sally.
Sally can make pre-programmed salads to your recipes, or she can make custom salads. Today we're gonna make a custom salad. I'm gonna choose spinach, we'll go chicken, grape tomatoes, olives, and some croutons. From there I'm gonna go next to my dressings. I love ranch, and I'll place my order. I'm gonna press continue now that the bowl is in place, and she's gonna go to work.
Okay.
Can we talk Steve into putting one of those here?
That's the Cinecrappy, our resident generous manager. Maybe. We'll see. Of course, you know, it's not going to do me any good. I'm probably never going to be back in the studios the way we're going. Tragic story here that that had a happy ending. 30-year-old woman in Phoenix, house caught on fire last Friday. Sadly, she died in the fire, but her baby survived because of a guy named Philip Blanks, a former Marine, although we all know there are no former Marines, who was a wide receiver on his football team in college. When she dropped her son from her third floor balcony, he ran in and caught him.
I just had tunnel vision on the patio, and when the boy got thrown off the balcony, he was twirling in the air like a propeller. His head landed perfectly in my elbow. Instinct, it wasn't much thinking. I just reacted. I just did it. And the mother, she is the real hero in this story because she made the ultimate sacrifice to get her children out.
Yeah, sad. But fortunately, Philip was in the right place at the right time with the right skill set.
Good going.
Across the border to Canada, a surgeon in Ottawa by the name of Corey Adams, hiking with his family last month, saved a guy's life by doing CPR, and then days later, probably saved his life again by doing a quintuple bypass surgery on the guy. Here's the doc.
So we got out and looked, and there was Daryl passed out or unconscious on the side of the bank. We realized that he didn't have a pulse and was actually at that time completely blue. I went to go see Daryl and his family because we had met at the scene. His wife and son recognized me, and they asked if I would do his heart surgery. And it just kind of completed the whole circle.
I feel like the luckiest person in the world. If you start thinking about the odds of surviving a heart attack.
Yeah, on a hike, and the next guy that comes along happens to be a heart surgeon. Yeah, good going. That is today's edition of ATF, brought to you by Lay's Potato Chips. You know, Lay's has unveiled five new restaurant-inspired potato chip flavors. Now, which one of these do you think is a joke? All right. Philly cheesesteak, New York-style pizza, or Kamitas Street Taco. Actually, they're all real, along with hot chicken and chili relleno. ATF brought to you today by Lay's even bigger chip flavor idea.
If you can't make up your mind trying to decide which flavor of Lay's potato chip you want, now they're coming out with the ultimate chip. Get ready for sour cream and onion, flaming hot cheddar, salt and vinegar, honey barbecued lime and habanero dill pickle flavored potato chips. Yep, every flavor in every single chip, except plain. You don't want to mess with the classic. Unless you want flavor, but you can't decide which one because there's so many. In which case, pick up a bag of sour cream and onion, flaming hot cheddar, salt and vinegar, honey, barbecue, lime, and habanero dill pickle flavored potato chips.
Right.
They're just on the other side of the aisle from all the Oreo flavors.
And I think I'm going to need a Corona with that as well. Thank you. 531, that's ATF for today. Little Annie is next with the news, and I'm right back on the other side. Here on Thursday in the 5 o'clock Follies on WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello. 5:37 now, 23 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Bobby, watch the video on the catch that you talked about in today's ATF. That Marine made a great catch saving that little boy. Real hero. Yep. Bobby, salad vending machines kind of sound retro to me. Remember the Automats in the 1960s? Yeah, I remember when I was just a little kid, and we would go to an Automat in Washington. And have lunch there with my grandma. Bobby, as I get older, I definitely know there are no coincidences. Yeah, my baby doll Brenda was just telling me during the break, QVC, which is a channel that is on a lot around here, that and the Golf Channel probably are the two dominant TV channels that get the most use. Anyway, my baby doll Brenda mentioned QVC had for the longest time, I guess decades probably, a Christmas in July promotion. You'll be stunned, I know, to hear that it's no longer called that. Yeah, now it's called Joy in July. Mm-hmm. Because nothing, of course, that has a positive reflection on Christianity can be allowed to survive in lamestream media. Even at QVC. God, I'm telling you. Bobby, my awake neighbors are doctors. They have a young son who comes and plays with my kids. When his parents are around, he won't think, he won't eat anything if we offer while we're cooking out. But the minute his mom and dad disappear, the kid crawled inside a bag of potato chips. I went berserk. My wife and I just kind of loved it. Yeah. Eat your spinach. No flu or flu shot since 1992. Yeah, gotcha. Bobby, if cop cars are racist, why do people, including blacks, buy them and fix them up? Could it have to do with that interceptor engine that's in there? Yeah, that's right. Moneypenny saying that, you know, when they sell those, they take the chip out of there, computer chip. Bobby, I think it's the Sum Ding Wong flu. Gotcha. Um, Ruger Vaquero Montado times two. Cowboy mounted shooting, awesome guns, love them. As old school as you can get, as my daddy said years ago, you can put it in a drawer for 100 years, pull it out, pull the trigger, and it will go boom. Bobby, there are 27 separate Indian reservations in Oklahoma. Wow. Which one of those is the senator from Massachusetts, Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren? Which one of those does she identify with? Bobby, is there any truth that China is funding BLM and other illegal groups in the USA? Oh, no. No, that's just internet rumor. Right. Speaking of our friends in the media, with a reference to QVC, after just a month in his new job, oh, by the way, since I'm going to talk about NBC, Shep Smith has a new home. You remember Shepard Smith, the stalwart conservative afternoon breaking news anchor on Fox News, who finally quit because Fox obviously was nowhere near far enough left for him. He's got a new gig. Yeah, beginning, I think in August, note to self, like I would ever watch evening news on CNBC anyway, but that's where he's going to be. He's going to be anchoring evening news on, that's right, NBC. Thank you. After just over a month in his new job as head of the newly formed NBC Universal News Group, combining NBC News, BSNBC, CNBC, and all streaming operations, Cesar Conde is making news himself. In a video and memo to the approximately 3,000 employees he supervises, Conde announced a goal of 50% of employees being female and 50% being people of color, an expression commonly taken to mean non-Caucasians. So 50% women, 50% POC. But yet, Shep Smith just got hired. Oh, he's gay. All right. Since Caucasians account for more than 76% of the U.S. population, according to the Census Bureau, this amounts to a vow of racial discrimination. Ben Smith of the New York Times tweets out the memo. New memo from NBC News chief at Cesar Conde sets a goal for representation that 50% of our news organization employees be women and 50% of our total workforce be people of color. Okay. What's the government going to say about this? According to the LA Times, women already comprise about half of the workforce, so the goals outlined by Conde are exclusively aimed at reducing the employment opportunities for Caucasians. Conde, who's the former chief of NBC Universal's Spanish language network Telemundo, said the current 27% diversity level is better than most in our industry, but it is not good enough. The breakdown is 8% black, 8% Latino, 8% Asian, 2% multiracial, and less than 1% Native American. Women make up nearly 50% of the workforce in the news division. Now, there are plenty of Caucasians already working at the networks Conde supervises, whose departures would not pain me in the least. I can think immediately of Joe Scarborough from the Morning Schmo show, Lawrence O'Donnell, Rachel Madcow all come to mind. But we are against racial discrimination and all its ugly manifestations, so we're not urging their firing on any grounds other than competence and ratings, by which judgment none of them should still be there. Conde, a corporate climber sporting a Harvard BA and an MBA from the Wharton School of Finance, which, by the way, is also one of the schools that Donald Trump graduated from, having been head of Univision before becoming head of Telemundo, owned by NBC Universal, and then moving to his current job, he has zero background in the news business himself. Well, who better? to oversee all of the news for all of NBC than somebody that has zero experience in the news business. Good luck with that hiring rota there. We'll see how that works out. A quarter before six here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more here on Thursday.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Bumper to Bumper Hour of the Bobby Mack Show, the 5 o'clock follies, 9 before 6. As we get back to the phones, let's go to my stomping grounds of Taylor's and bring in Dan here on the program. Hi, Dan, and welcome to the show.
How you doing today, Bobby Mack?
So far, so good.
Well, that's good. You know, Shepard Smith has a chance to do a rare thing. By leaving Fox and going to NBC, he's going to raise the cumulative IQ of both organizations. And that doesn't happen very often.
No, you're right. We need to alert the media. Oh, wait a minute. They are the media.
They are the media, yeah. And as far as the new owner throwing out all, or the new manager throwing out all the stats, I don't think he's looking at who's identifying as what. I mean, courtesy of Justice Kennedy, you know, anybody can be anything. So
well, that's right.
He's
going to
make up the goals just by telling a guy, you know, you're a black guy now, and yeah, you're a white woman over there, and, you know.
Yeah,
you know, they'll,
self-identification could be his saving grace, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
And one other shotgun thought before I go.
Yeah.
Do you really think an Indian tribe would want Manhattan back? I mean,
given the way Times Square's looked in recent years, it certainly looks a lot different than when Giuliani was mayor, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, at the time, you know, getting the whole island for $24 was a steal, but... I think they'd want change now if they had it to do over again.
I suspect you're right. Yeah. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate the call.
All right.
Raise the collective IQ. I like it. That's good. Let's go to Greer next and bring in Michael here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Mike, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby. How you doing?
Great. Thank you. Hope you are, too.
I'm doing pretty good. If this new guy at NBC wants the on-air talent to reflect the demographics of the country, at what point does it get so minute that he has to find somebody to hire that is a homosexual Native American paraplegic?
I should hasten to point out, he's talking about the entire news division rather than just their on-air personnel. But look, I mean, has this guy never heard of the EEOC?
Well, whoever they replace people with won't matter because, yeah, it'd be great to get rid of Joe Scarborough, but who do you think they're going to replace him with? It's a liberal network.
Well, yeah, right.
As I used to say when a friend of mine would make fun of me because I could never tell the difference between Phil Collins solo and Phil Collins with Genesis.
Right.
I would just say, look, same crap, different smell.
There you go.
Makes no difference.
Yeah, it's a...
Also...
Yeah, it's master and man, right?
Yeah, if you got a quick second, I thought of a way for the station to make a fortune.
Ooh, good.
Two things. Number one, sell masks that have printed on the front the quote from Anthony Fauci saying masks don't work.
I love it.
Secondly, you know how you've got the attack dog of the right and the I am a terrorist cups?
Right.
I got one for Vince Coakley.
Uh-oh.
Orange Man Bad.
Could be. I will run it up the flagpole
to my
superiors, the suits, in the executive suites on Mahogany Row, and see what they say. Thank you, Pat.
Just make sure Vince's coffee mug is actually orange.
Gotcha. It may cost more, but the investment may be worth it. Thank you. Appreciate that. Meantime, I mentioned Ford, the employees, a number of them, sending along a petition encouraging the suits at Ford to no longer manufacture police cars because they, of course, are racist, which is news to me. I was under the impression that automobiles, SUVs, all of them, were inanimate objects, but I guess I'm mistaken. They're not the only ones taking heat. Disney is under fire for movie merchandise from 2006. Because you can never go far enough back to find something offensive, right? TMZ slammed a Pirates of the Caribbean hangman's noose, gold-plated necklace, being sold as part of Disney's couture jewelry line. Disney's summer blockbuster, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, came out in 2006. Its Disney costume jewelry line pumped out a series of necklaces, pins, rings, and other items linked to the movie. The Dead Man's Chest film included little gold flintlock pistols, fisherman's hooks, a cutlass, a skull, and other items linked to scenes in the film. But what caught the eye of TMZ? The 14-karat gold-plated hangman's noose necklace. The noose, which harkens to the movie scenes where Johnny Depp's character, Captain Jack Sparrow, is set to be hanged as a criminal pirate, came in a Disney couture velvet pouch, ooh, how nice, and carried the Disney oval tag near the clasp. But now, of course, you know, with noose car and Bubba and everything else, it's hateful. It's hateful. It's racist. It's got to go. Wait a minute. Wasn't Disney the group that just hired Colin Kaepernick to do some crappy videos or something? Wait until he hears about this. One more to go. The bonus hour is still ahead here on the Bobby Mac Show on Thursday on WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.